Port Town is now in session. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you standing, Frank?
Are you with us, Frank?
I am.
Okay, good. Sorry we're on the cell phone.
Okay, we're on Commissioner Down today, but we still have a quorum, so we're good to go.
Yes.
Any amendments, changes to the?
Yes.
I have none unless anyone else does.
Okay, I don't have anything. Is there anything from staff?
Yes, there's one change, and that is that we will be pulling item A from regular business, the Artful Saber lease. The tenant is not ready to proceed with that at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that it? All right.
I move we approve the agenda as modified.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public comments. George, come on, step up.
Comments.
Comments.
No comment right now, thank you.
No comment. That's it. Well, you want to make some news? Okay. Consent agenda. Have you had a chance to?
I have. I move we approve the consent agenda.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving right along. Second reading, review the draft of the 2020 budget and cash flow projections.
Well, Commissioners, we had a great workshop today, I think, and we're able to go line by line and noted a few changes we're going to have to make and corrections. But all in all, I believe staff is on the right track to get this budget online for the next meeting for your review. With your concurrence, we will put ads in the paper for a public hearing for the next meeting.
Next meeting, is that on the schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
Show yourself as being directed to do so.
Yep.
Any questions or other directions after thinking about it at lunch that you'd like to turn up?
Maybe now.
No, I think we're good. Okay. No first readings. Regular business. Contract for JCIA.
So, Commissioners, I think the informational memo in your packet speaks for itself. We've received some good bids, a total of 5 bids for from contractors on the JCIA Runway 927 reconstruction project. We received a low bid from Scarsella Brothers Construction of Seattle, Washington. We, in conjunction with the port's airport engineer, Reed Middleton, have done the due diligence and sort of background work on the apparent low bidder, and we're satisfied that the low bidder is responsible, responsive, and is fully capable of carrying out the work. The low bid with the bid additive number one, which is the taxiway connector, came in at $2,964,000, essentially. The question before the commission is whether or not to authorize the executive director to proceed with the execution of contract documents and award of the contract to Scarsella Brothers. I would just remind the commission that we are moving forward only with pre-construction meeting and pre-construction submittals in 2019, with no field work to commence until weather conditions permit in the spring of 2020, with the majority of field work to be completed by, I believe it's Friday, June 26, 2020. There will be some restriping that occurs at least 1 month after that. So we're anticipating probably August or September even for the restriping, and then closeout of the contract documents sometime in the autumn of 2020. But the majority of the work will be done, we're expecting, prior to kind of the heart of the best flying in Jefferson County next summer.
Okay. That's kind of a sidebar, but I know we had one of the things that the FAA wants to do after this project is done is redo the instrument approach plates. And I think that we had like a couple of trees that were obstructions, mm-hmm. and some other things like that that needed to be taken care of to kind of get that approach plate redrafted in a more favorable way. Is that on the schedule to be done?
So I don't know if I'm, I'll be the first to admit I don't understand the lingo as well as pilots do. I will say that there were two obstructions that were identified as being, as needing to be addressed prior to moving ahead with the project. And both of those, one of which was on property at the west end of the runway, was removed last year. The one on the off property, on the Calla Square property on Calla Point Drive, was removed about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And we worked with Jefferson County Public Works, actually, and their crew to have that removed on our behalf. So both of the obstructions that were required to be removed by FAA precedent to this project have been.
Great. Okay. All right. Any more discussion on the?
I have no more discussion. We discussed the concerns I had this morning in our workshop, and I'm totally satisfied. So I make a motion that we accept this bid.
I think the motion is to
authorize
the executive director
to proceed.
Proceed.
And that's your motion?
That's my motion.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Construction administration contract. Administration contract from Middleton. This is another item.
So this is a corollary to the construction contract itself. And this is for construction administration. Actually, I should say that while we go through this process of trying to negotiate the final scope and fee for the work, Reed Middleton was moving ahead with bid services, which were anticipated under that we had to move forward. So what we're requesting here is authorization to enter into the contract to make them whole for the bid services that they provided, and also for construction administration, which is essentially all the on-site management and preparation of the closeout documents, any field engineering that might be necessary. I should say that based on comments and concerns both from commissioners and pilots, we're still working with Reed Middleton to try to find a suitable on-site representative that will not be from Reed Middleton, but rather a third party under a subcontract with Reed Middleton to manage kind of the contractor on a day-to-day basis. That selection process is not yet complete. Upshot is construction administration has gone through a independent fee evaluation, Precision Approach, did their evaluation. Our assessment of the fee in conjunction with Precision Approach's evaluation was submitted to the FAA for their review based on our recommendation that we thought it was fair and appropriate. And the FAA concurred. You'll remember, and I apologize if this is more detail than you want, this is a split grant project. So we have 90% funding. This is both for construction and for administration. We have a 100% grant for the runway itself, and then the taxiway connector has been segregated for a separate airport improvement program grant, which is funded at 90%. So both the with a 5% match on the connector for us and 5% from Wayside Aviation. So we have the same situation here with the construction administration with a proposed contract amount I believe it's 300 and 339,600, and the just to make clear, the vast majority of that is funded by the FAA. There's only a very small portion, I believe it's actually less than $2,000, that would be a required poor match.
So I. So with regards to the third party project manager, if you will, for this project, the on-site project manager. It seems to me that the kind of manager that we need is kind of someone who has, you know, general construction knowledge and someone who's local enough that when the contractor has a question, that they can be there, you know, within a very short period of time so that the contractor doesn't make an arbitrary decision on our behalf. Is that the sort of thing that we might place an ad for to recruit that person? Or are we, what happened is, are we taking to find that?
I think we're working with Reed Middleton to identify an appropriate third party that they would contract directly with. The scope of services that is reflected in this amount that is before you anticipates a really considerable amount of on-site presence.
Yeah.
And that would be the individual that we have yet to identify.
But that said, we have given Reed Middleton names of aviation construction professionals that are in the local area.
Yeah.
So we have provided that. I think we work with the Pilots Association to provide some of those names. So yeah, we're
the same page then, that's fine.
Close.
Yep.
Okay, any more discussion?
I didn't know we're in discussion.
Okay, want me to make the motion?
Sure, why don't you have it turn?
Yeah. I move we authorize the executive director to negotiate or start. Or
execute.
On this contract.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Airflow for the hospital / former admin building.
So I think the commission is well aware of the reasons why we need to pursue this project. This is part of the ventilation and pre-sub mitigation that is a required item under the lease agreement that was executed earlier this year with DFW for the majority of the hospital building. We initially began the process anticipating that we were going to only do ventilation. The boiler went out. We thought, well, we need to have a rethink. We retained Holtz BHU Engineering to prepare the bid set for us, which included a base bid for a dedicated outdoor air ventilation system, as well as specs for two split system heat pumps to provide heating and cooling to the entire building, not only DFW, but also to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Bids were returned on September 27th, I believe it was. Only two bids submitted, only one that was responsive, and that was from Airflow Heating and Cooling of SQUIM, Washington, with a low bid, I believe, of just under, it was $85,000. And a bid alternate for the split system unit that would have taken the project cost well beyond the budget that we have allocated for this project and outside our capacity to execute. So we are recommending that the base bid amount for the ventilation system be awarded so that we can move forward with this project as soon as possible and abide by the terms of the lease agreement with DFW.
So that's kind of the meets our ceiling for that lease agreement with DFW, what we're required to do under the lease.
Yes.
So next year we've budgeted floor coverings for an additional $35,000. And that's done, all of our obligations will be met.
Yeah. And I will say that we are moving forward separately within the executive director's authority to simply replace the boiler at less than $25,000.
So the boiler provides principally hot water for the...
Baseboard hot water?
Yes. So you, the heat pump is not providing heat?
We're not going to the heat pump.
Yeah, so that was the bid alternate.
Oh,
we're doing the ventilation, basically.
This is just the ventilation?
It's just ventilation.
I would have loved to do the heat pump, but it was just prohibitively expensive.
So what route are we taking for the boiler? We're building that old antique, or we're putting in a new one, or?
New one.
A new boiler?
New one.
A new modern propane boiler?
High efficiency.
And that doesn't heat the customs, or does it?
It does. It heats everything, the bathrooms, customs, showers.
So it's the whole water, the building boiler is being replaced for $25,000, right?
Okay, you want to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion, we authorize the executive director to award a contract for the base bid expressly excluding alternate bid one for the Point Hudson Hospital building.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, contract award for Boat Haven breakwater repair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say on this one that we are looking for authorization to award for the executive director to award the contract to American Construction. They have been vetted, and they are identified as the lowest responsible and responsive bidder. I will say that at 6 p.m. or thereabouts on Monday evening, we received word from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that the National Marine Fisheries Service was requesting formal consultation and is now indicating that they want preparation of a biological assessment in order for the project to proceed. So I will tell you that we're seeking authorization, but there are some potential flies in the ointment here, and given the validity period for the bid, we would not be surprised if we ultimately have to rebid the project, but we're in sort of a wait and see mode right now and are requesting authorization to award. And we would not do so, and certainly not issue the notice to proceed until permits were in hand.
Okay, so what you need is an authorization for the executive director to proceed contingent with approval by the appropriate regulatory authorities.
Well, I would think we want to bring this up for authorization after we have approval from the regulatory authorities. I mean, this seems like with a part for the horse.
Is this in some sense of kind of giving an affirmation to American Construction that the bid is theirs, and kind of to hold the line? Or
what I'm trying to do is award the bid so that we can ask for an extension
of their bid.
That way we have until, I think we'll get a permit by the next fish window. So if they'll extend it till June of next year, then we don't have to go through a whole rebid process, which could be more expensive and could take longer.
Do you think they'll extend this bid for a year?
I don't know that.
I mean, a year is gonna have a bunch of inflationary
things. It absolutely could. I thought it was worth a chance to try to say, we won't have to rebid this if you'll hold your bid till next year. On the other hand, the Corps could come through and get us a bid by January. I mean, a permit by January, and would have to February 15th to finish it.
I will say that it's our hope and expectation that we're going to have a biological assessment completed and submitted within a month from now. And so the ball will be in the agency's, permitting agency's court at that time, and how soon they can turn around their review and approval is unknown.
So this is a study essentially that we would undertake, and they would assess the validity of.
Right.
And is there a way that they could assess the validity of it quick enough that we can get it done now in this fish window?
Well, I, the, that's precisely the reason I think why we're requesting the authorization today, because there is an opportunity, there's at least the potential that that could occur.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Sure. I make a motion that we authorize the executive director to execute a contract with American Construction contingent on the agreement or positive outcome with the regulatory bodies involved.
And I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Staff comments?
Karen?
Nothing.
Abigail?
I'll just continue to make those refinements on the budget that we discussed and get it into the full package and ready for the public hearing on the 23rd.
Great.
Frank, anything from you?
Abigail finally sold a jellyfish.
Yeah. That's big news.
Yay.
Did we make a lot of money?
We made $2,500, but we didn't have to crunch it, and good. That would have cost a pretty penny, so.
Oh, good.
So we had avoided cost, and Abigail did a great job. Mm-hmm. We delivered the satisfaction of the ship's mortgage yesterday, so got the cash and the deal done.
Good.
Okay.
Eric?
No comments.
You're going to let me do this, huh? So, did we distribute these?
No.
So here are your capital project updates, quarterly updates. So anyway, as we know, the commission has requested quarterly updates and projects and capital projects we're doing. These follow the forms we've been using in the past, and it basically lets you know where we are in the process, where we are as far as permits go, how much money we've spent per project, and staff, internal staff costs per day. Eric and Abigail did a great job in actually itemizing all of the procedures that we're going through, so it should give you a pretty good picture of where each of the projects are. First one being the Point Hudson Jetty, the second one being the airport, the third one being the workyard resurfacing project we just completed, the air quality improvements to the hospital building, and the installation of the backflow preventers. Those are the projects we're working on, and I know it's a lot to digest right now, but if there's any questions on these, let us know, and we can provide additional information.
So this backflow preventer is the one that goes on to the outfall pipe for the...
No, this is the water intake. So it's AV dock, it went down in the restrooms. There were four locations, I believe.
This is the city now.
Oh, this is the little one.
Yeah. So CD dock got an AV dock, and the Coast Guard was the third. That got down. This is a project we bid at $68,000, and maintenance decided to do it for, what did they do it for, 34?
Well, we figured 30 on this, and it was 30 for the ones at the Sperry building, but we didn't move that. So it's less than it, we estimated, though.
Less than half of what we estimated.
Yeah. So well, I would actually like to offer a comment here and say that the special thanks to maintenance crew, Chris, and the whole team for coming up with some really creative solutions and ways to accomplish this project and fulfill our regulatory requirements at, frankly, a fraction of what we were anticipating it would require.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely, Chris has really taken a hold of this and stepped up, so I'm very happy.
And meeting the mandate is really important, and I think we should be able to save some money too, because we've already talked to the city about the way they build, because the way they build before, they didn't know what parts went to the docks. And so they were charging us for stormwater and sewer. So that portion will be eliminated from our water bill, and then we won't get charged for storm and sewer.
Is there any stormwater from port properties that go back to city outfalls or anything? Any stormwater bill from the city?
Well, any of the water bills have stormwater and sewer built in. They have a charge because it's based on your water usage.
Yeah, so when we had that agreement with the CACTAC, we decided, we came to an agreement that we wouldn't be having to pay for stormwater. If I'm not mistaken, they had decoupled it, but I think that it didn't decouple it from all of them because I think they had, still had sanitary sewers that had a corresponding sewer. I mean, they had a sanitary sewer that was billed based on your water usage.
Right.
They figured if it comes into the water pipe, it goes out the sewer. And so there was some, if I'm not mistaken, some trying to figure out what goes where. And it's been a long time since that negotiation happened. And I guess we're still trying to get all the pipes straightened, I guess. Mm-hmm. What is charged and what's not.
That's okay. So the fourth component to this was Chris installed a meter on the washdown, boat washdown here. It's only something for us to read to get a feeling for how much water we use. This month we use 6,000 gallons. So we're gonna track that for the next couple months. 6,000 gallons isn't that much, less than a household. So anyway, we can track it to see just what the expense is for the washdown. But we have our own internal meter reading.
Okay. Commissioners' comments.
I'm Amy.
Okay. I've spent a bit of time down at Quilsey, it seems. I went down to the Linger Longer Advisory Committee's meeting on the 30th and got some notes got some action, spoke to Jim, got some action on a couple of items. One being moving some creosote logs from one side of the parking lot to the other to kind of get them out of the way of people transiting to the beach area so that they're not crawling over tar-soaked logs. That was a thing for them. And we got an affirmation that Coast Seafood is working on some curtains to mitigate some of the light pollution down there. It's been a problem for residents down there, and they apparently had a design that they've settled on, and it's not implemented, but that should be in the offing. And then last night, I was down for a Quilsene meeting, talked about the IED and other things in that process. That's about it for me. The next regular meeting of the Port of Port Townsend will be on Wednesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m.
Is that a special meeting?
Not right, is it?
That's a special meeting
because we're going to go ahead. Okay, so we moved it to Monday.
So that was in a public hearing date too, so do we want to move it up any, or do you think 10 o'clock is still okay?
I'm wondering if it shouldn't be like 9.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a public hearing and take testimony.
Yeah.
We already published, though.
But still, we can still do it earlier, I think.
Might have to do is
we've got 2 weeks to.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks to notice. The only thing that would be published in would be right. The calendar that we have our internal when we can change that.
I guess the time, you know, an hour wouldn't make too much difference because the date doesn't change.
Unless you had the meeting at 9 and then the public hearing at 10. To get just an idea.
Well, let us think about that and we'll advise you if we have time to do the changes. But we might want to think about it at 9 o'clock. Maybe the public hearing.
Okay. All right. So we think it's going to be at 10, maybe at 9. Right here at the Port Commission building. We have no executive meeting today, so thank you for your attendance and your kind attention. We're adjourned.
Is the capital project update available for public review?
Yes. Oh, the update.
You mean the budget?
No, this is the last handout.
Oh. Sorry.
Because everything's a public document, it'll just save you a public records request. George is taking notes and he's not saying anything.
I'm sorry.
I say George is taking notes, but he's not saying anything. This is trouble.
It's out at the end.
See, the